never miss a minute of the Generic Live Show. Find us on iTunes. Just search the Generic Live Show and listen. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. The second hour of the program here on the show. Dale Campbell here with you, along with a very, very special guest. I have a guest today. Thomas Humphreys, host of Fast Forward on Cairns FM 89.1. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. It's cool to be here.
Thank you for being here. Hour one of the program. How are you finding the Generic Live Show? Hang on, I have a survey for you. Hang on, wait.
I think it's a bit bland. I think it's too generic, Dale.
Oh, well, diddums. Well, let's work. Let's not work on that being generic. All right, let's work on that genericness, shall we?
Like a party than an ice cream.
That's right. It's more like a party than an ice cream.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that. Yes. I'm just getting distracted by comments. Thank you for that, by the way. To say yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know why I host this show by myself. I am like a little puppy dog. I go...
Me either, Dale.
What are we talking about? We're here. We're having fun. That first hour was a bunch of fun. But we're going to get back into heavy lifting here because, you know, that's how we do. You know, we're serious and we're fun, a little bit of fun, we're a little bit of goofy, and then we're back into the seriousness business. The PM came out this week.
Serious business.
Serious face.
Are you serious?
I am very serious. I nearly went into Vogue then.
Are you kidding me, Dale?
Are you kidding? More like a party.
Sorry, moving on. Our next story is all about
that bass. No, it's about Malcolm Turnbull. He is attempting to assure Australians that about, okay, I'm lost for words. What am I trying to say? Anyway, he came out and did a press conference because of a report of a group that is ISIS inspired. Put threats out to kind of like landmarks in Australia, the Sydney Harbour Bridge, the MCG, the SCG, to kind of encourage Australian members of these groups to kind of do rogue attacks on them. We have noise from the Prime Minister talking about these threats in greater detail.
Turning to Australia, I received a report from the counter-terrorism coordinator on the attack in Minto yesterday afternoon, and I have this morning received a further report and briefing from the Director General of ASIO, the Commissioner of the Federal Police, the Justice Minister, a minister assisting me on counter-terrorism, and the counter-terrorism coordinator. It is alleged by the police that yesterday at around 4 o'clock, a 22-year-old man attacked a 59-year-old man in the street in Minto with a knife, inflicting very serious injuries. The victim is in a serious condition, and our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family, and we hope that he makes a fast and complete recovery. The assailant has been charged with terrorism offences and attempted murder. And you will have seen a more detailed briefing on the event by Deputy Commissioner Burns from New South Wales.
That is the Prime Minister talking about an isolated incident in Minto in Sydney where a guy tragically got stabbed by someone who kind of followed ISIS's kind of ideologies. That is important to say that word because we'll talk about that in greater detail. Here's actually, I found this throughout the show. Here is kind of a summary of sorts done by the Today Show. I haven't previewed this clip, so this could be dangerous.
Covering this story, he joins us now from the MCG, one of the potential targets which was listed. Dougal, is Australia's terror threat level expected to be upgraded after this?
Well, no, Sylvia. Despite this latest call to arms by Islamic State, there will be no change to Australia's terror threat level. It will remain at probable. Now, this all follows an article written in ISIS magazine calling for lone wolf-style attacks on Australians. Now, I'll read you a little bit of that article at the moment. What it says is terrifying. It says, kill them in the streets of Brunswick, Broadmeadows, Bankstown and Bondi. Kill them at the MCG, the SCG, the Opera House and even in their backyards. Stab them, shoot them, poison them and run them down with your vehicles. Now, the Justice Minister, Michael Keenan, spoke to the Today Show a little bit earlier. Let's take a listen to what he had to say on the issue.
I don't know who would have exactly been involved in creating this particular publication, but ISIL do have a track record of being relatively successful in using foreigners in their publication. And if you've seen the publication, it is relatively professional, which is unfortunately what we have come to expect.
Now, this all comes as around 80,000 people are expected to attend the MCG on Friday for the first of the AFL finals. Now, as always, the security checks at the gates will be thorough.
That is a kind of a summary from the Today Show. Happy to say, I'm glad to say here, sitting here at about 11 past 10 on the 15th year commemoration of September 11th, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that no attacks have taken place yet. I have one question for you, Thomas, and you may not be able to answer it. But
I might not be.
But why hasn't our security levels been upgraded? Listening to that clip and kind of thinking about it, why aren't we upgrading our security level?
I don't know anything about the security level grading system.
Yeah, neither do I. I mean, that's what I mean. We can only hypothesize, really.
Or you could Google it.
I could Google it. This is very true. I mean, I could have.
That's true.
Could have Googled it, but wouldn't it be reasonable to at least look into upgrading it before, you know, if?
Well, it depends, because you don't want to like upgrade it at every threat that comes up.
That's very true.
Because it may just be an empty threat, you know. And fear mongering and hate, you know, isn't. It's what they want. They want to rile us up because it incites more violence. So, you know, obviously the government doesn't want any of us to worry too much about this because it's their job to worry about it.
Yeah, that's fair.
I guess.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment. I don't know. Well, just thinking about it, going, I wonder. And again, we're the two wrong people to be asking, you know, this question of that. Did they at least look into kind of? By the sounds of it, they didn't even try and look into kind of upgrading it.
Well, from what I understand, it's only been the isolated attack or attacks. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
A bit lost for words. I don't know. It's a tough situation, and I wanna flesh out something we were talking about last hour, and that is the religious association to terror groups, particularly the ones like these ones making these threats against Australian landmines. I controversially have tried to kind of remove the religious side of it, unless it's actually stated at the time. By the way, I should make that distinction. Unless it's mentioned by the attacker at the time, I typically try and keep it as separate as I can. I mean, I know I'm only human too, but I try and keep that separate because, like we were mentioning last
hour, you can't assume that people are doing things in the name of their religion all the time. Hmm. Like, just because somebody donates to the food bank down the road doesn't mean that they're a Christian.
I mean, on Saturday, I was out and about and doing some errands and, you know, went to Bunnings because I was going past. And they have, you know, they have the sausage sizzle there, which is amazing, by the way. Everyone who comes to Australia should experience a Bunnings sausage sizzle. But the point of the story is there was Meals on Wheels at the sausage sizzle. And, my religion and faith are too complicated to be kind of explaining here in this short period of time. But say, for example, if it was, you know, someone who, you know, wasn't of that faith, they're doing it because of, I know it's a good side, good side here, not a bad side. They're getting another benefit from it as opposed to they're not seeing it as giving it to charity, they're seeing it as purchasing a sausage for their enjoyment, if that makes sense.
I guess, but I don't know where you're going with this analogy.
I mean, it's not like it's not tied directly to the religion, like to the religion itself. It's tied to something different. So as opposed to people going to Meals on Wheels and donating to them, they've gone to a sausage sizzle that they've held to buy a sausage off them, which they see benefit from, as opposed to just going in and donating to them, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, okay. I guess. that kind of makes sense. I was thinking about the other way. Like, if you're going down to help volunteer at the sausage sizzle for the church, or whatever.
Oh, yeah, a church would have been a better analogy.
or whatever it is, you know, who are donating the money to the... I am not sure where I'm going with this now.
No, go on.
But, yeah, it's like you... There are some things that people do that you can make assumptions about them based on, but there are some things that you can't really, you know, like if someone goes to church regularly and you monitor that, and it's like, oh, well, that person might be a Christian or they might be interested in becoming a Christian, whatever. Whereas if somebody says in the name of whichever deity you insert deity name here, I'm going to murder all of these people, you know, that doesn't always make sense. Like, even if they don't say that, you know, it's like you can't go, oh, that person must be related to this religion because they wore some bracelet or...
Yeah, I get what you mean. I get what you mean. And oftentimes, more so these days than ever before, you see the church of insert name here distancing themselves away from those sort of...
I don't want to call individuals, them, yeah.
The individuals, thank you.
Well, I mean, there is... Obviously, the individuals, the individual extremists, but there's also like the groups that do organize and plan to do terrible acts, like ISIL and whatever, which is very unfortunate. And you know, the only thing that you can really say that they stand for is for themselves, for that for that particular group. Because the entire rest of the community that, I mean, if you want to associate with a community, you kind of have to get the approval of that community. So if ISIL is saying that they're, and I don't know what they say because I haven't done any research into this, but if ISIL is saying that they are making these attacks because they are Muslim, and the entire rest of the Muslim community is disowning them because they are doing that stuff, you can't go ahead and say, oh, all Muslims are like ISIL.
Some
because the entirety of the Muslim community are
and this is a sad disowning thing, though. This is a sad thing, though, Thomas. Some people do. There are some people who lump, and I'm not saying the particular person, they have political leanings and they vote for particular people on balance that do kind of...
There are people who group ISIL and Muslims together, and it's just...
edged that, by the way? Did you like how I steered that in a triple-toppy way? But continue, make your point.
Like, that's just silly, I think, and uninformed.
It is very uninformed.
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all. See, I don't have that up, but I do have this up.
A party than an ice cream.
I do have...
That's not the right place to say that. That's not a good place to put that.
It definitely is.
We're having a serious discussion time, Dale. Shh. So, you know, you can't...
I can't.
You just can't lump them together like that. It's just silly.
You can watch me do it if you like. I can turn screen share on. You can hear me. You can see me hit that play button if you like.
I meant Muslims and ISIL, Dale. You can't just lump them together.
Yes. No, you cannot. That's a very good point to end on. As we continue here on the Generic Life Show, don't you nod your head at me. I can take social cues. As we continue here on
the Generic Live Show. I can run your show better than you, Dale.
Generic Live Show. I'm just going to talk all over you now because why not? Arnott's, the famous biscuit company, are doing backflips. But what are they doing backflips over? We'll tell you as we continue here on the Generic Live Show. It's 10:22. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Good to be with you. It's Dale and Thomas here for another Sunday. Now, Arnott's, you're very familiar with the biscuit company Arnott's, aren't you, Thomas?
Arnott's?
Yes, Arnott's.
Arnott's. I are not familiar with them.
I are not familiar.
No, that's a bit of a stretch. Yeah. Arnott's.
That is a very big stretch, but I appreciate it. Nevertheless, you know, they brought out a new, new and improved shapes with, they've put flavors on both sides now.
They are not original shapes.
They are not.
I ate a whole packet of the cheese ones.
So you have
actually. They were all right.
So you have tried.
They don't really. Yeah, it's like it was more of a dust, like a fine powder, and it reminded me of basically, you know, your generic kind of cheese. Cheese flavored crackers. Like, they were good, but, you know, it just seemed a bit... It's not the same.
No,
it's not the same.
Not the same. Well, I have good news for you.
Do you?
Yes, I do. It's called the generic life. No, I'm just kidding. I do try. Also, they are bringing back the original pizza shape flavor. Back by
OG Pizza Shapes, boys.
Yeah, boy. Aussies.
Yes.
Clearly,
pizza
shown us
were my favorite shapes.
That they were. They were.
They were my favorite.
They were.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They're not my favorite. I'm more of a barbecue type of guy. To say.
I actually hate the barbecue one.
Oh, we're learning a lot more about each other, I feel. Pizza is up there, though. I will give you that. They're my second favorite, like really close second. Depending on what day you get me, they kind of battle out for first.
Which ones?
Pizza and barbecue.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. And we're happy to announce the product will be returning to the shelves over the coming weeks, the company said in a statement. Top-selling flavors, original barbecue chicken crimpy, or as I like to call it, something I cannot say on this program, and savory remained available alongside the new range, but original pizza was dumped in favor of the new version. I seriously thought that said flavor there for a second. Why did you change the pizza shape? Asked one parent at the time. My kids won't eat them now. That was a lunchbox staple in our household. Haven't you heard the saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it? Why would you change it? I just don't like it. Actually, that part wasn't in there. Nikki Thompson, Global Communications Manager for RR Knots, told news.com.au that sales across the new range were mixed. Sales of the original barbecue declined 34%, but sales of both the old and new varieties combined increased by 24%. We hope there's similar appetite for both the new and original pizza. So, I'm confused. So, does that mean the original the barbecue that was the new and improved barbecue declined by 34, but bringing it back, it's increased to 24?
No, I think it... Wait, repeat the stats again.
The sales of original barbecue have declined by 34%, but sales of both the old and the new varieties combined to have increased by 24%. God, this sounds like some sort of weird...
Right, yeah, so the old ones...
Yeah, go on.
The old ones have gone down by 30%.
Mm-hmm.
And the new ones... Yeah, so the combination of both of them.
Yeah.
If you had it on like a chart, it'd be like the OG shapes, how am I going to do this? I need both my hands. Okay, so like the OG shapes go down. But the combination of the OG shapes and the new shapes go up.
Yes. And the new barbecue shapes is the sales of the difference in terms of volume. Yes, just say yes, and we'll be all good.
Yep. All right. Cool.
Okay. Cool. As we continue,
what is maths?
As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Well, we're all frustrated performers inside. We all like to perform and express ourselves. The only problem is someone gave this next guy a microphone. That's all I will say. As we continue, says me to talk. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, thanks for joining us. Glad to be here. 10:31.
finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Sorry, I just had a little incident here in the studio. Thanks for joining us here on the show, Dale Campbell, with special guest Thomas Humphreys from Fast Forward on Cairns FM 89.1. Thanks for being here, Thomas. Here again. Still. You are there still, right?
You're welcome.
Yeah, you I did have an incident.
Am I?
Yes, I think so. I had an incident here. So I went to stretch my leg, and that may have been a bad idea. Now my calf is in excruciating pain. Yes.
Sounds like a horrible idea, Dale. Why did you do it?
That sounds like an awful, awful idea. Not only can I not dance during the bumper music, I cannot stretch my leg during the bumper music. Because...
Don't do it.
This is why I really want to start bringing guests on the show, so they can critique me on my performance on my own radio show. This is how I do it.
I'll heckle you, Dale.
Yeah, thank you. I do appreciate it. It's more fun than ice cream, though. Or it's more.
Looks silly.
Than gay time, more like a party than an ice cream.
That's what we're doing here. We are having a bunch of fun here on the Generic Live Show. Now, you mentioned at the top of the first hour of the program that you like to make music.
No.
No.
Why would I say that?
Well, I have a tape. I can play it. I can't play it, actually. It's being recorded. But anyway. The reason why I bring that up is... There's this guy, Zach is his name, and they just touched down in Chicago. I can't tell you where the flight was coming from. All I know is that it was going to Chicago. This guy decided to impersonate almost a dozen characters from the classic Warner Brothers cartoon series Looney Tunes. You know, the safety thing, once you touch down, it's like seatbelts, you stay seated and the seatbelt signs, your bags may have moved throughout the flight.
Yeah, yeah.
He did that impersonating a whole bunch of Looney Tunes characters. We've got the audio for you. We're going to play it in its entirety because it is something to behold.
Shh, be very, very quiet. We have reached your destination.
What's up, ducks? This is Bugs Bunny here, and on behalf of this flight crew and Southwest Airlines, welcome to Chicago, the Windy City. Please remain seated with your seatbelts fastened, seatbacks and tray tables in the full upright and locked position, and make sure all your carrying items are stowed where they are. When the captain joins off the fasten seatbelt sign, please be careful when opening up the overhead bins. For items may have shifted during flight and could fall out. And trust me, you wouldn't want to get a bump on the noggin. Ooh, we also want to wish good luck to the Utah Valley's University men's soccer team. They're ranked top 20 in the nation. The Green Team. Or should I say the Dream Team. Oh, you screwy wabbit. You may now use your small, portable electronic devices, but please remain seated with your carry-on stowed. Brother, listen, folks. Please be advised the aircraft doors will be open during ground service, right? For your safety and any children, husbands, or sports teams you are supervising, please remain clear of the front and back doors. This goes for you too, Elliot.
It's about another minute of this, by the way.
If I say, if you're connected here to another fine Southwest flight, please check the TV monitor in the terminal for your flight gate number, that is.
Have you tried the business select? You're guaranteed to be one of the first aboard. And earn extra reward points and an adult beverage. Next time you're traveling, visit Southwest.com for great low fares on flights, car rentals, hotels, vacation packages, and Tweety Bird sandwiches. Oh, you battle of 2010. We certainly have enjoyed cheering out of a day with you. We know you have a choice when you fly, and we thank you for choosing Southwest Airlines.
Remember, we are the love airline. Have not more peanuts. Ooh, you rootin' tootin' varmints. Get me the heck off of this dang near contraption. I want to go home.
Me, want a maroon. Take it away, Porky. That's all, folks.
Me, me.
And
that was excellent.
And scene. Actually, that was pretty good. I will give the old Zach. I shouldn't call him Zachy. I don't know him personally. But that was pretty good actually. As a person who
Zachy boy.
As someone who has traveled internationally, I that would be refreshing to hear, right?
That'd be pretty sick.
That'd be pretty. That's a feel good moment from the generic live show. You know what else is a feel good moment from the generic live show?
A party than an ice cream.
Tell me.
So hard to have a gay time on your own. Boing. Anyway,
the generic live show. It's more like a party than an ice cream.
Can you say
that's your new slogan, Dale?
Can you say that one more time so I have a clean version of that?
More like a party than an ice cream.
Perfect. That's our new promo for. That's the new promo coming up at the beginning of next episode. I'm gonna note that down. GLS. All right, got it. All right. So the new iPhone came out, right? Okay. You have it. You use the iPhones, don't you?
I just because I'm lame. And I can't afford the new one.
Can't afford the new one. Well, there's some big news. There was a shocking revelation in regards to the iPhone 7. You were sorry, you were going to say something?
Yep.
All right. There is no...
Yeah, I know what it... Yeah, I've seen this before. It's...
Continue.
Oh, sorry. Did you finish? Just glitch out a second for me.
Ooh, I think we're having technical issues. Yay! You were chopping up.
That's fine. Yeah, they don't have the headphone jack on the latest iPhone.
Which I don't know how I feel about that.
I saw a tweet actually. I don't know if you know of this tweet.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's a tweet from Apple that's announcing the fact that they don't have the jack on the iPhone 7. So it's the tweet reads something along the lines of, "Jack off! There's no jack on the iPhone 7. We've taken it, we've removed the jack from it."
Jack is off. Wow. Okay. There we go. You know what is a cool feature? Go on.
Yeah, they've got this adapter now. You got to plug into the little Thunderbolt thingy, and then you can plug your thing. So you can't charge your phone whilst you listen to music with your old school headphones. You got to buy the new wireless. You don't have to buy the new wireless ones, but if you want to charge your phone and listen to music, you have to buy the new wireless headphones, and it's like $160 for them, and you'll lose them in 2 days.
It's like $7 trillion, I heard. We could have read different articles, though.
Yeah, probably.
I think so.
It's just somewhere in between there, like 150 to 7 trillion-ish, you know.
You gotta... Hey, I didn't say 7
the trillion. Average price for Apple products, you know.
It fits right in that category somewhere. Like, right...
Yeah, yeah.
Right in the middle there. Well, there is that $10,000 Apple Watch. So, it's not too far off.
My favorite thing that I've seen with about the Apple Watch is someone's got Windows 95 working on it.
What? Really?
Someone's got Windows 95 working on an Apple Watch.
Wow. How? How does it even work?
Well, it's... Well, I mean, it's a touch screen. So, you know, and it's just like... I don't know. I think the story was something along the lines of some computer nerd, obviously, was looking at the tech specs for the new Apple Watch, and they're like, wow, this is just about as good as a PC from the 90s. And then they're like, hey, I wonder if I could run a 90s OS on this. And they put Windows 95 on the Apple Watch, and it was... I don't know how that would be useful in any way, but it's certainly the coolest piece of hacking I've heard about recently.
Wow, I did not know this. I don't follow news or something. Now I'm heckling myself. This is not how it works, right?
Huh?
Now I'm heckling myself. Is that how it works?
Yeah, why not?
Well, one of the other big things from the Apple announcement is that the fact that there are two cameras now on the back. What? Dual camera. The 7 Plus will come with dual cameras on the back panel. One camera is for the standard wide photo. The other is for a telephoto. You know, good old telephoto.
Telephoto? What the heck is a telephoto?
Well, it's one... It's you can only take it of telephones. Take pictures of telephones.
Dale.
I don't know.
What is the point?
The point is that I only read what I'm given. Do not ask me. If it's not on here, do not ask me, alright? Do not ask me any questions.
A telecamera, you say?
A telecamera. You're looking up what a telecamera is, aren't you? And then
I am.
The forward-facing camera, that's on the plus. The forward-facing camera will get an overall uplift as well. So it's to 7 megapixel, the front forwarding camera. But the back, the traditional back camera will stay at 12 megapixels. It's weird, though, how the selfie camera gets a facelift, but the back one doesn't. You would think that both of them would go hand in hand.
Yeah, I don't know. Because people want to take selfies, so, you know, you want the selfie one to be cool. In regards to telecamera, there's a couple of definitions here.
Oh, jeez.
So there's Wikipedia is telling me that what I'm looking for is a telephoto lens, which is a type of long focus lens. So I'm guessing that's for, like... really long range stuff, whereas dictionary.com says that it's a television camera, which I don't think is what we're looking for here.
I really don't think so.
So that would be cool if they have like a telescopic camera, I guess, on the new iPhone. You can take pictures from further away in high resolution. Good for taking pictures of the moon. I do like the moon. The moon's good and pure.
It is pure.
So.
I'm a huge fan of landscape, so I think the long focus lens would be brilliant for that sort of thing as well, to kind of capture in a large sort of area. But the iPhone can be all yours. Only one catch. It's expensive.
You gotta catch it.
You gotta like in Pokemans, you gotta catch all of them. You gotta catch all of the iPhones at a very, very high price. The iPhone.
Someone will throw the iPhone 7 at you, and if you drop it, well, that's it. You don't get it. If you catch it, then you can have it.
Does the iPhone run away like the Pokemon do?
To disclose that information.
This is true. It'll respawn after a while, though, so this you don't have to worry about trying to catch a devil at one time. It's the Seven starts at the tiny price tag of $1,079, including GST. And the plus...
Sorry, I just heard $79.
$79? You got it? Plus GST.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Did you say, like,
779?
1,079. Oh, okay.
No, $79. That's it. But the plus... Hang on. Good news, though. The plus...
Yep.
Is 1,269, including GST. Don't ask me how that's good news, but it's news nonetheless.
I could buy a MacBook for that price.
You're not wrong. Like, that's... we're getting to this point where we're either buying an iPad or a computer. Or now, in this case, we're buying a phone or a computer.
Because you can get like a internet plan for your computer. So you don't, like, I mean, like, you can get like a cell phone thingy plugs in, you get the internet on your cell phone.
USB.
You know, with your SIM card.
Tethering?
What?
Are you talking about tethering?
No, I'm talking about getting like mobile data, you know, how on your SIM card you've got mobile data.
Yeah.
Whatever. You can just get that on like the USB thing that you buy.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. But yes.
I don't know how it works. I know what you're talking about now.
Okay. I gotcha. Yep.
You could just do that for like the, I don't know, it's probably not a dissimilar price to that of your phone, and get a, like a good laptop and take that around rather than getting this silly, crazy iPhone stuff.
For at least $1,200 anyway, you wouldn't want to... I'm not upgrading for $1,200. I'll tell you that much for sure. What are you... I'm not highfalutin person. I've got an old S5 sitting...
Herder, I need a new iPhone and wow, it's only $1,200. Herder, I have money.
Hey Pete, some people want to have it all, don't they? They just
need... Why don't these kids just shut up and get jobs? Herder.
More like a party than an ice cream.
That's why. I want to clip that out because I just want to just whenever
more like a party than an ice cream.
I just want a party than an ice cream. I want to see if I can clip. I want to go to a good spot.
Smooth toffee ice cream in the center.
In the center. Oh god.
In the center.
Before this show goes any more off the rails, we should take a break. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, well, it's Monday tomorrow. So we all know what Mondays are like. You can get off to a bad start. Just don't do what a pilot did and go in the wrong direction. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, it's 10:52.
This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. I feel like I should be singing this next part with Dale Campbell and special guest, host of Fast Four from Cairns FM 89.1. It's Thomas Humphreys.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing very well. Okay, that's getting really distracting. That's really good, actually. I stumble across these, like, royalty-free musics. I swear I didn't handpick any of these out. These are, like, the most recent ones. So, they just knew...
Isn't every song that's not by Lord or Queen royalty-free?
That actually wouldn't be a bad mashup, by the way. They kind of have similar...
Or Prince, yeah.
They kind of have similar themes, don't they? I Want to Break Free and Royals. What?
I don't know.
Well, I Want to Break Free is kind of like, I don't know. Anyway, get on that. You can get on that, can't you? I don't know.
Can I?
I certainly no, because I'm obliged to play this. Because I'm obliged to play this once a segment now.
More like a party than an ice cream.
I might as well just get it out of the way there. Have you...
It's overplayed, Dale. Boo.
You're booing the show that you're
professional on. Heckler.
Oh, yes. That's fine. Have you ever felt like...
Get heckled at.
Please, continue.
Sorry, Dale. Don't let me interrupt you.
I will not interrupt you anymore. All right. So, have you ever had a bad day...
Please continue, Dale.
...where you feel like you're just going in the wrong direction? A captain of an Air Asia X flight certainly did. And the crew's attempts to fix the problem did not help. Attempts to troubleshoot and rectify the problem resulted in further degradualization of the navigation system, as well as the aircraft's flight guidance and flight control systems. The plane had to be diverted to Melbourne instead of Kuala Lumpur with navigational guidance because of the deteriorating conditions in Sydney. They flew in the wrong direction. They were meant to fly north, but instead they flew south. Wah, 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 wah. Too much. Don't, like...
Whereabouts were they trying to get to?
It says... I actually don't know. I think they were trying to go to Kuala Lumpur.
Kuala Lumpur.
Yes. Yes,
they Kuala were. Kuala Lumpur.
Yes, that's exactly where they were trying to go. You said it.
Right, they were trying to get to Malaysia.
Yes. And they ended up in Melbourne. Oh, no.
But instead, they went to Melbourne. Wow.
So, yeah, I have a word of advice to everyone, right? For the Monday, right? It's coming up. We'll end on this note. Just know where you're going, all right? Just think of your direction. If you want to go to Malaysia, make sure you go towards Malaysia. Don't go towards Melbourne. That's all.
Make sure your map's the right way up. Whip out Google Maps.
No, Apple Maps. That was where it was.
No.
Anyway, I'm allowed to say that. Thanks for joining us here on The Generic Life Show. Thomas, where can people find you on the interwebs if they so desire?
You can find me at facebook.com/fastforwardradio for more information about the Fast Forward, the show about modern electronic music on Cairns FM 89.1. That's facebook.com/fastforwardradio. Or you can check out my music at facebook.com/neonzenithmusic. I'm also on SoundCloud, so just search for Neon Zenith.
Absolutely, it's been a pleasure, my friend. Thank you for doing this. It was great fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No worries. Thanks so much, everyone. Have a fantastic week out there. It's 11 o'clock.
This has been a Chef Wonder Media production. For more, visit chefwondermedia.net. Delivered fresh to your ear holes. Copyright 2016.
This has been a podcast of the Geek AM Media Network, where you put your geek in and geek out. For more geeky goodness, head over to geek-io.net. Copyright 2016.
More like a party than an ice cream. It's the Generic Live Show.
More like a party than an ice cream.